Festival Director Joanne Andera describes the Folklife Festival like this.
It's a coming together of communities to celebrate food, music, and dance.
40 of the cultures that make up Texas converge this weekend on the Institute of Texan Cultures to strut their cultural stuff. A big emphasis? Food.
The Argentinians are going to do empanadas. We're going to have Belgian rice pudding. We're going to have crab rangoon. The Native Americans are doing fry bread, and we've got red beans and rice gumbo and boudin.
This year, they're not just showing people what cultures make. They're giving how-to demonstrations.
Peter Sultanfuss is going to do a sauerkraut making demonstration. Our basket weaver is going to go into a lot more detail. How to make a corn husk doll.
If you're wondering whether there is dance, yes.
We've got the Gazelle Turkish folk dancers from Houston. The Ukrainian folk dancers are coming from Dallas. We've got our Tarantella Italian dancers coming from Galveston. And then, of course, a lot of the favorites, the Lebanese, the Filipinos.
As to whether or not Folklife is an event for kids, Joanne sums it up.
We've heard it 1,000 times from parents that say that, you know, they had to drag their kids down here, but once they got them here, they put their phones away and they were totally engaged and didn't want to leave.
Folklife runs Saturday and Sunday. For more, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.